When the sitcom Friends and The Office were on Netflix, they were among the streamer's most popular shows. Netflix has now debuted all 9 seasons of another sitcom, Seinfeld. But NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says there are few reasons why the 90s classic might not connect as strongly with today's streaming subscribers.
By its 4th season, Seinfeld had developed such a reputation for spinning stories out of ordinary life, they made fun of it in an episode. It features best friend George Costanza urging his comedian pal Jerry Seinfeld to pitch NBC a new sitcom about nothing.
So everybody I know is a character on the show.
Right.
So you're saying I go into NBC and tell them I got this idea for a show about nothing.
We go into NBC.
Since when are you a writer?
What writer? We're talking about a sitcom.
As it turns out, Seinfeld was about a lot. Mostly the absurdities of modern life and how even people who consider themselves friends could be petty and selfish to each other. Seinfeld is also worth a lot. Netflix paid a reported $500 million for rights to the show, just as rival media companies were yanking popular sitcoms like The Office and Friends off their service. I'm sure Netflix's algorithms will lead lots of subscribers to the show, but there are a few reasons why Seinfeld might not work as well for streaming audiences. Let's look at the list. First, the characters in Seinfeld pretty much know they're awful people. Seinfeld and his co-creator Larry David famously insisted there was no hugging and no learning on the show, which featured Jason Alexander as George, Michael Richards as Seinfeld's hipster doofus neighbor Kramer, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Seinfeld's ex, Elaine. Here, she's trying to convince an old man whose wife has just died to let her have his apartment.
So, I understand you're moving to Phoenix.
Yeah, my brother lives there. I think Manya would have liked Phoenix.
But what about that big apartment on West End Avenue?
Although they say it's a dry heat.
Dry, wet. What's happening with your apartment?
Friends is about your buddies who become your family. The Office is about all the weird people you deal with at work. I just wonder if the Seinfeld crew's obvious awfulness will seem as relatable to younger streaming audiences. And there's also the inclusion issue. Seinfeld is set in one of the most diverse cities in America, but characters of color exist on the periphery. Like in this scene from one of their most famous episodes, The Chinese Restaurant. George's girlfriend tries to call him while he's waiting for a table, before cell phones, of course, and the restaurant's host somehow mispronounces his name.
I just got a call. I yell, Cartwright! Cartwright! Just like that. Nobody came up, I hang up.
Was it for Costanza, or...?
Yes, yes, that's it. I tell her, you're not here. She said curse word, I hang up.
Shows like Friends also had diversity issues, but in Seinfeld it seems even more striking. And if you know about the controversy where Michael Richards shouted the N-word at black hecklers while he was performing in a comedy club, it might even be tougher to watch. Finally, Seinfeld took a while to get going. Its pilot didn't even have the Elaine character. I'd suggest new viewers consider starting with the 2nd season, so you don't wind up sifting through too many clunker episodes. Seinfeld is a TV classic, credited with everything from making unlikable characters cool to inspiring a deluge of sitcoms about young people in big cities. But it's also a 32-year-old comedy, which sometimes shows its age. It'll be interesting to see if this show about nothing finds a way to mean something in the streaming era. I'm Eric Deggans.